It's Thursday, May 31st, 2018. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by AV Franklin.
Today's Daily Download comes to us from AV Week 347. George Tucker is joined by Don Mead, Mike Tomei, and Victoria Ferrari about the new hearing-impaired standard in the UK. Don Mead starts off today answering the question, are we being defensive with this new standard?
There is an element of self-defense in there, you know, making sure that we're still part of the game. But I think realistically, there is a call for keeping AV people involved in this. I just recently made the shift from an integrator to an end user, and it's really, really opened my eyes just in the past 4 months how many things we know that you think everybody knows and they just don't. And some of those things include rules like ADA and these European laws, British laws, that have to do with audio, video, space requirements, and also how much our knowledge of acoustics and how much of our knowledge of optics come into play. You know, I don't think about the fact that I know all of these random numbers and thoughts and formulas. It just is part of what I do now. It's second nature, and it doesn't occur to me that other people don't know that until you're meeting with 30 people in an IT department that are looking at you as the expert because they don't have a clue. So I think it's really important to know that the person installing your hearing loops, particularly in public spaces like movie theaters, like bank queues, things like that, that they understand the acoustics of the thing. You're going to have a completely different experience with a hearing loop in a nice movie theater with padded seats and padded walls and all the carpets and drapes that come in movie theaters and even public, theaters versus a bank with marble floors and marble walls and glass in front of the teller so they don't get shot, and you're doing a ceiling loop. So I think it's very important to have that knowledge of acoustics and AV expertise when going in.
Mike, Don points out, a good argument for having an AV integrator, right? This does fall back a little bit on the AV IT, who has ownership of certain parts of these installations. But the provisions call for a market, for the market, for us, the integrators, to have ownership of the system. Now, this is a European one, but it can be very similar here, in which they're basically saying, if the system fails, you must be the one who makes sure that it gets up and running immediately, because having anyone not have equal access is a fiscal responsibility. There could be penalties to this. Does that feel like an undue burden for the AV industry? What does that do to our bottom line? And are we now having to sort of cleave our staff so that one's a lower paid and that's all they do? And is that something you really want to get into?
Yeah, it seems a little strict to put that on the AV integrator. Seems like the owner, I mean, in the US, it really seems like the owner is responsible for maintaining those systems. And, this is a subject that I spend a lot of time thinking about, because for the past couple of years, I have taught an ADA class at Infocom. And I work with a lot of higher ed clients just because of my background. And ADA is huge in higher ed because these are public gathering areas. And every year I can spend, hours talking about reach ranges and, turning radiuses and things like that for wheelchairs. But everybody wants to hear about hearing assist in these classes because it's such a huge topic right now. And there are so many schools that are out of compliance that just don't have anything in their classrooms installed, much less loop systems. So it really needs to be the owner that I believe, really kind of takes control and makes sure those systems are up and running and always available when they're needed.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This
is
AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.